TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features entrepreneur Paul Kasner, recorded live at TED Residency 2017.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I'd like to take you back about 7 years in my life. Friday afternoon, a few days before Christmas, 2009, I was the director of operations at a consumer products company in San Francisco, and I was called into a meeting that was already in progress. That meeting turned out to be my exit interview. I was fired, along with several others. I was 64 years old at the time. It wasn't completely unexpected. I signed a stack of papers, gathered my personal effects, and left to join my wife, who was waiting for me at a nearby restaurant, completely unaware. Fast forward several hours, we both got really silly drunk. So, 40 plus years of continuous employment for a variety of companies, large and small, was over. I had a good network, a good reputation. I thought I'd be just fine. I was an engineer in manufacturing and packaging. I had a good background. Retirement was, like for so many people, simply not an option for me. So I turned to consulting for the next couple of years without any passion whatsoever. And then an idea began to take root, born from my concern for our environment. I wanted to build my own business, designing and manufacturing biodegradable packaging from waste, paper, agricultural, even textile waste, replacing the toxic disposable plastic packaging to which we've all become addicted. This is called clean technology, and it felt really meaningful to me. A venture that could help to reduce the billions of pounds of single-use plastic packaging dumped each year and polluting our land, our rivers, and our oceans, and left for future generations to resolve. Our grandchildren, my grandchildren. And so now, at the age of 66, with 40 years of experience, I became an entrepreneur for the very first time. But there's more. Lots of issues to deal with, manufacturing, outsourcing, job creation, patents, partnerships, funding. These are all typical issues for a startup, but hardly typical for me. And a word about funding. I live and work in San Francisco, and if you're looking for funding, you are typically going to compete with some very young people from the high-tech industry. And it can be very discouraging and intimidating. I have shoes older than most of these people. I do. But 5 years later, I'm thrilled and proud to share with you that our revenues have doubled every year. We have no debt. We have several marquee clients. Our patent was issued. I have a wonderful partner who's been with me right from the beginning, and we've won more than 20 awards for the work that we've done. But best of all, we've made a small dent, a very small dent, in the worldwide plastic pollution crisis. And And I am doing the most rewarding and meaningful work of my life right now. And I can tell you, there's lots of resources available to entrepreneurs of all ages. But what I really yearned for 5 years ago was to find other first-time entrepreneurs who were my age. I wanted to connect with them. I had no role models, absolutely none. That 20-something app developer from Silicon Valley was not my role model. I'm sure he was very clever. I want to do something about that, and I want all of us to do something about that. I want us to start talking more about people who don't become entrepreneurs until they are seniors, talking about these bold men and women who are checking in when their peers, in essence, are checking out, and then connecting all these people across industries, across regions, across countries, building a community. You know, the Small Business Administration tells us that 64% of new jobs created in the private sector in the USA are thanks to small businesses like mine. And who's to say that we'll stay forever small? We have an interesting culture that really expects when you reach a certain age, you're going to be golfing or playing checkers or babysitting the grandkids all of the time. And I adore my grandchildren. And I'm also passionate about doing something meaningful in the global marketplace. And I'm going to have lots of company. The Census Bureau says that by 2050, there will be 84 million seniors in this country. It's an amazing number. That's almost twice as many as we have today. Can you imagine how many first-time entrepreneurs there will be among 84 million people? And they'll all have four decades of experience. So when I say, let's start talking more about these wonderful entrepreneurs, I mean, let's talk about their ventures just as we do the ventures of their much younger counterparts. The older entrepreneurs in this country have a 70% success rate starting new ventures. 70% success rate. We're like the Golden State Warriors of entrepreneurs. And that number plummets to 28% for younger entrepreneurs. This is according to a UK-based group called CMI. Aren't the accomplishments of a 70-year-old entrepreneur every bit as meaningful, every bit as newsworthy as the accomplishments of a 30-year-old entrepreneur? Of course they are. That's why I'd like to make the phrase 70 over 70 just as commonplace as the phrase 30 under 30. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.